and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Thank you for being with me. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. It really is a doozy. It got more doozy along during the week than it did when I first asked the biblical question. Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something? Being something are doing something? Which are you most interested in? What's that? What the? Which are you most interested in? Amazing, huh? You don't know? Okay.
What the?
What the?
Is he?
Yeah, he's kidding.
Oh, amazing. I'm telling you. Anyway, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed. I was trying to see what Joel Fryer was talking about. Right? That's what I was doing for. He black. Anyway, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you are out and about and you're not able to just sit and watch it for now, many of you podcasters, I understand that because you're busy, you still could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing and where you are, because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. You can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And to donate and have your super chats read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com or Bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. It's Thursday again, folks. Believe it or not, it is Thursday again. We just had a Thursday, it seems. And for the new listeners, and a reminder to the old listeners, we take all calls about whatever situation, but every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your faith. Are you ready?
Showcase personalities. That's all that is. What the? Has nothing to do with God. It's just showcase personality that you see happening there. I want my country back. I can hardly, unless I reflect on my country, America, putting America first, right? I can hardly recognize my country anymore, really. It's like nothing is what it used to be. And don't be deceived by anyone. America, at one time, especially when I was growing up, was an amazing place to be born and to live and to grow up. It was fun. It was freedom. It was opportunities. It was the people got along the best that they could. It was less of fewer leaderships trying to control the people. And there were some that always have been ever since mankind been on earth. But most people didn't follow leaders. They led their own lives. They were in charge of their own life. So you had fewer leaders. And then we were taught never follow another person. Don't make anyone, you know, no human being or anything your leader, right? So we grew up that way. All that is gone now. And most people are refusing. They just flat out say no. Men and women, male and female, I'm not going to be my own leader. I don't want to think for myself. What the? I don't want to just fellowship with others and learn and give information. I want someone to be my leader. They fight for a group. They fight for a leader. I've never seen anything like this in my whole life. Thank God that when I was growing up, you were taught by your parents and grandparents. And even the older people up and down the road that you lived on. Don't ever put another, only put God first. Don't put another human being or money or thing or places over you. Thank God. That's not being taught now. They encourage you to get leaders. And as a result of that, the whole world is going to hell in a handbasket. I'm looking at this administration now. You know the elections are coming up. And they are pushing everything that's wrong and not true. And they're not telling you anything that they've done good for this country in the last 4 years. Nothing. Zero. Isn't that amazing? Not one darn thing. They're even pushing something called climate change. Something that they're not in control of, ain't going to never be in control of. Only God is in control of the climate. Winter, spring, summer, and fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. God is in control of that. He's already set that in motion. And they can't do anything about it. It's dumb to even think that. But they know that the people don't want to think for themselves today. They know that whatever you throw out there, most people are going to go for it, especially if it requires no thinking. If it requires no thinking. You tell people to think for yourself, you're creating an enemy. You tell people don't think for yourself, that's the way they'll think for you. You have a friend. Fake friend, but a friend. So they're trying to tell you that the climate is coming to get you. And a lot of people believe it. That's what's so weird about it. But I understand it. You're blind and cannot see. Biden, this is from Fox. Biden commemorated Earth Day by telling a crowd in Virginia that anyone who denies the impact of climate change is condemning the American people to a very dangerous future. Watch this from Fox Business.
The White House telling Fox Business it's now considering declaring a national climate emergency.
Joe Biden declares a national climate emergency. He would have COVID-like powers under that emergency. And they also compared the emergency powers to the 9/11 emergency powers. The Center for Biological Diversity has estimated Joe Biden would get about 130 wartime-like powers by which to bypass democracy and impose the Green New Deal on America without a single vote of Congress. And he might just be desperate enough to do it. This is being widely reported in the media. The Biden White House is leaking this out. This might happen, and this is going to give Joe Biden, these kind of, you want to say the word, dictatorial powers. He doesn't need no stinking democracy to impose the Green New Deal if he does this.
Can you imagine that? They are trying to get control over you with this fake word, climate change. Climate control. Isn't that amazing? And that's all they want. They want control of you. Every human being that has anger, I don't care who you are, what you have or don't have, your whole mission in life is to control somebody because you're lost, you're empty. And you think having control will give you peace, and it won't. They can sign that, Joe Biden can sign something like that, and they have control over you again. Well, not again, they still have it. And the people are like, oh, that sounds so nice. Joe Biden, and what is even dangerous about this, it's not Joe Biden. I doubt, and I could be wrong. I haven't seen the medical records or anything. But I don't even think Joe Biden know that he's the president. And it's unfortunate, too, for him in that his wife, his children, his so-called friends are allowing him to be used. And they put him out there. And it doesn't matter how much he stumble and fall. It doesn't matter how bad he look. They just want what they want. The wife and others just want what they want. So I'm wondering, who is the evil person behind Joe Biden pushing for climate change? It's not Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't even know we have a climate. I doubt if he knows. Isn't that amazing? This is dangerous, folks. But this is the battle between good and evil. Are you foolish enough to let some human being tell you that climate change is your issue? What's wrong with you? You know, like, I understand that some things you just don't see it, understand. But some things... I remember when I moved to California, and I believe the Louis Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson, some of the black preachers, I was 18, that white people had control over the blacks. And I believed that. But after a while, I started to question, you know what? I'm looking around, and I'm seeing that the people who pushing this idea that white people control the blacks, they seem to be happy. And they were black. They were black. They had money. They were living in amazing communities. They sent their children to good schools, and they had amazing jobs. I'm like, well, why aren't they being controlled? What's the secret? Why is it that what's good for the goose is not good for the gander? They were not telling the blacks how they did it, how they broke away from the power of the white man, quote, unquote. They were just telling you it was out there. And you were believing it, I was believing it, getting angry and believing it. But when I start to question it, I'm like, what now? They're lying to me. It's okay to question you from within and what's going on from without. It's okay. It's okay to question things. You don't have to be a yes man. You don't have to be a yes woman. Question things, folks. It's okay. It's just human beings, and human beings are evil anyway. Human beings are evil beyond the words I can possibly tell you, and you're trusting evil human beings. Biden has no idea what he's doing. Here's an example of that from Fox. Biden seemed to suffer a verbal slip-up during a speech at a trade union conference in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Watch this from X.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
So he's reading the teleprompter there. And he's on the teleprompter, it says four more years. And then it's telling him to pause. Don't say pause out loud. The teleprompter is telling you what to do. The teleprompter is telling you what to do. It's not telling you to say pause. Four more years, pause. You ain't supposed to read pause out loud. And you think Biden came up with this idea about climate change? Just think about this. Now I got even more proof that even your own family members don't love you. Be not deceived. Your family members don't love you. Look at Biden family. Four more years. Pause. They know that's not good for their fathers. That woman, his wife, knows that's not good for her husband. They don't care. They're getting what they want, and that's just all matter. Isn't that amazing? Your wife, your husband don't love you. Your children don't love you. Your friends don't love you. You don't have it. I talked to a young man yesterday, suffering because he's waking up and dying from that old nature. His family members all turned on him. And he thought they loved him. And he thought his mama loved him. And he was taking it very, very hard. You got to make up your mind. Are you going all the way to Calvary? Or are you going to try to hold on to your family members? Are you going to try to hold on to the family members? Which is most important to you? Freedom or your family? They don't love you. They can care less about you. They turn on you because you're no longer identifying with the group. That's why, as long as you're in mama's military, worshiping mama, along with everybody else just worshiping mama, you're fine. How dare you turn on mama? And when I said turn on her, stand up and be an individual. He went and apologized to his mother for resenting her. This is from a whole nother country. This is not even America. He apologized for resenting her because she turned him away from his father. Mama turned on him. She won't even talk to him now. And then she built an army with the rest of the family members, and they won't talk to him. They don't like him. They never liked him. They were pretending. Stop being a coward. Nobody loves you. Human beings don't have love. They only have hate. Nobody loves you. And you don't love nobody. Wake up to that so you can overcome your hell. So you can follow what's right and not some person, place, or thing. Human beings are evil. Four more years. Pause. Oh, the teleprompter. Sometime the other day I was on Fox News channel there, and I had a teleprompter in front of me, but it wasn't for me, it was for the host. But you could see what, you know, the writing going down, up or down, you can see what he's saying. And so I was trying to read it, too, to keep up with him. I was like, they need to slow this thing down. I'm black. I can't read that fast. What the? It was big letters, too, but it was moving too fast. And the white man just reading really fast, and I couldn't even keep up with it. I'm like, what the? I'll be like Joe Biden. 4 more years. Pause.
Come on, man.
May God have mercy upon my country. My country ain't coming back. It's over. You have a choice, though, in spite of all the hell that's happening around you, outside of you. Your hell happening inside, too, but outside of you. You can still have peace right here on earth. You don't have to be lonely. You don't have to be lost. You don't have to be angry, have fear, and sad, and suicidal thoughts. This same young man was telling me yesterday in counseling that ego death is so overwhelming, he can understand why people want to commit suicide. Because the thoughts are just overwhelming, and the feelings that come with it. It's like, if you think it's you, you're not going to make it. My country is gone. Did you ever, ever, ever imagine, at least my generation, and maybe a little younger than me, that you would have foreigners from asshole countries coming into America and shouting death to America and demanding that you do what they want you to do in your own country. And these are young people who have no idea what they're talking about, zero, being controlled by older somebody, demanding you do what they want you to do or else. They couldn't do that in their own country at all. They could not do that. But they're getting away with it in America. Some of you may have heard of this from CBS, a pro-Palestine protest. And this is like right down the road. What the? My office is between USC and UCLA. It's almost like in the middle of it. We had La Siena Campico, right? And so this is right down the road, folks. I'm like, what? And this is in the hood. This is from CBS. A pro-Palestine protest at the University of Southern California Alumni Park that started Wednesday morning grew in size and intensity by the afternoon after campus police confronted the crowd and ordered the dismantle of the encampment. It ultimately led to USC officials to close the campus until further notice. When you see this, I want you to be aware. This is happening in America. This is not over in Allahu Akbar country. This is not over in Israel. It's not over in Ukraine. It's not even in Russia or China. It is here in America. Watch this from CBS.
Well, right now, the protest is mostly peaceful. That's actually how it started a couple of hours ago. When we arrived, students were putting down their blankets here at Alumni Park. They were also starting to put up their tents. They were very clear in what they wanted: peace in the Middle East. And then maybe 30, 40 minutes into this protest, officers arrived. They started to come in with their police vehicles. I mean, immediately they want USC's to cut all ties that have to do with funding anything that has to do with this war against Gaza. Immediately, that's what they said.
The nerve, the audacity, the gall to tell USC or any university, I want you to stop funding or accepted funding from Israel or anybody that support Israel. Empty head people with anger has no idea what's going on, telling another school who they can and cannot accept money from. In not even their country. Do you see Joe Biden and this administration doing anything about it? Zero. And he got you thinking about climate change. How about the country change? He's out there talking about stupid climate change while America is being destroyed by the enemies of America. They should send him the army in there with big army trucks, handcuff these people, put them on the trucks, take them to the nearest airport, and ship them all the way back to wherever they came from and forbid them from ever coming again. I bet you some of them came across the borders illegally. This is in America, and it's going to get worse. And believe me, they have no idea what they're doing. They're just angry young people, group thinking, who are refusing to be individuals. Anger is evil. Anger is evil. Anger is evil. Here's an example of these people not having any clue of what's going on. From InfoWar. Generation Z student who were interviewed wouldn't explain why they were attending a pro-Gaza demonstration at New York University. Watch this from X.
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing? About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Oh.
I came from Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU students needed our support. So I came down. I heard there's lots of cops. Some people were saying it was getting dangerous.
See, they don't even know why they're there. She came from Columbia. Why not ship her back to Columbia? Yeah, I know she means Columbia University, but we need to ship her back to Columbia. Neither one of them know why they're even there. They just heard something was happening. And they came down to support. And yet, they continue to yell and scream. Watch this from Fox. We don't have time to play it. Okay, we'll play that when I come back. And your phone call. Folks, you're letting the enemies take over too much of America. You need to get rid of the government, vote them out. That's not representing you. We the people. Why have a government that all they're doing is spending our money on other countries and doing nothing, zero, to protect you in your own country? Why not just vote them out? 888-77-5377-3-888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job. Oh, you're on welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Jesse. Welcome back. Couple announcement. The Hake report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. James Hake is on fire. He's on fire. And then after James Hake, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. Deep stuff. You don't want to miss it. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Have you been listening to the American Anchor Baby show lately? Ooh. I hope he's prepared to deal with the attacks. What the? Because now he's telling the truth. The children of the lies, not going to like that. He's doing more than just flying high on his airplane, but he's having real conversation on the plane. He's not just talking about the flight attendant look pretty. He's talking about why the flight attendant looked pretty at 12 noon Pacific time. And then on Friday, the American Anchor Baby is at 4 p.m. If you want to catch up, you can podcast all the shows, but podcast the American Anchor Baby, and then you catch up. And today, you don't want to miss it. And last but not least, brand new episode of The Fall Estate tomorrow at 12 noon. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. A very funny but yet interesting discussion with Jamie Kennedy. And Jamie is an actor, comedian, and producer. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
Just talking about common sense.
So are you a Christian?
I low-key believe we're in a spiritual warfare. But if you say that, people call you crazy. Do you know Baphomet? Do you know Baal?
Did you ask, do I know where the bathroom at? I saw you in a movie, acting black.
I don't want to see your ass in front of Baby Gap no more, bitch.
What's wrong with the black?
Oh, God, here we go. Stop! Clip that. He loves white people. I'm not falling for that.
But listen, I got to put you on the hot seat.
This wasn't hot enough?
It was funny. It's amazing. You know, it's the darnest thing I ever seen. Amongst many darn things. Darnest things. Is that white people are afraid to say, yes, I love white people. They're afraid of being called racist if they, and they're white, if they say, yes, I love white people. Everybody else, except Baby Jessica's daddy, can say they love whatever race they love. But even white people are afraid to say, I love white people. What the? So that's Friday at 12 noon, thefallenstate.tv. Support the Fallen State while you're there. Or even go there and support it. thefallenstate.tv/donate. thefallenstate.tv/donate. And or on locals.com. Let me just play this soundbite. Before we went to break, we showed you protesters down at USC or Columbia. I mean, at some other university, New York, I think. And they had no idea why they were there. This one girl said she was over at Columbia and she heard that they needed support down at New York University or one of those universities. And she went over, but she has no idea why. And she asked the other girl, why are we here? And I said, she's like, I don't know. I haven't been really educated while I'm there. They're just there to support Gaza. That's what they said. They told them to come, and they went. Not knowing they were going against their own country. Death to America. Who do you think that means? And yet they continue to yell and scream. Watch this from Fox. This is in America. This is not over there. Look at that. Amazing. Look, this is not a joke, folks. This is not a joke. These people hate you. They hate Christians and they hate Jews. So to all you little Christians who are happy to see that these people are going after the Jews, and because you hate the Jews, because you're losers, they hate you too. In their eyes, Christians and Jews are infidels worthy of death. Be not deceived, and you have allowed them into your country chanting death to America. And just because it sounds like they're going after the Jews right now, and they are, it seems, they're coming after you too, Christians. And their little Bible thing, book, whatever they call it, Quran or whatever they call it, they may have taken it out now. Christians and Jews are infidels, worthy of death, and you can do whatever you want to deceive them, draw them in, and destroy them. Don't let your anger get in the way that it makes you think they are on your side. They are not. They're coming for you next. I would not be celebrating them going after the Jews. They don't love the Jews. They don't love you either. If you don't love all, you love none. And human beings do not have love. And as we showed you earlier, most of the people out there don't even know why they're there. They're only there for the thrill of it and feel good to the ego thrill. They don't know why they're there. Somebody told them, go down there and help them with Gaza. And anyone, I don't care who it is, family member, preacher, so-called experts in these universities, counselors or whomever, professors, whatever they name they put on themselves, anyone that tell you You shouldn't be angry. They're evil. And they're working on the side of evil to draw you into evil and destroy you. There's no love, no light, no peace in anger. There's nothing but fear. And I'm not just talking about the fear of losing a job or something dumb. I'm talking about real fear. Anyone that has anger has fear, and you are in hell. Anyone, whether it's a Christian or Jew or Gentile or so-called professor or whatever color they might be, male or female, anyone that tells you that anger is good is drawing you into hell. Anger is never good. And they are told that they should be angry. MSNBC has reported, Professor and author Scott Galloway says young people have every reason to be enraged. Watch this from MSNBC.
For the first time in our nation's history, a 30-year-old man or woman isn't doing as well as his or her parents were at 30. That is the social compact breaking down. People aged 30 to 34, 60% of them in 1990 had one child. Now it's 27%. People are opting out of America. They're not optimistic about it. They're not having kids. So we have a real issue. Young people are enraged. So it turns every cut, every movement into an opportunistic infection because, quite frankly, they are just pissed off. They look up, they see wealth, exceptional wealth across my generation and people in certain industries, and they are really struggling. Young people have every reason to be enraged, and every issue they see, they look up, they get angry, and they see someone doing better than them, and then every day it is speedballed in their face that they are failing, that they are not doing as well as everyone around them. We have lost the script. Our kids are more anxious and more depressed and more obese and more addicted, and we have made a purposeful decision to let this happen by ensuring the people around this table stay wealthy at the cost of young people.
That is one of the sons of Satan. That's not your friend, folks. He's trying to sell books. He doesn't care about you. Anyone that tells you it's okay to be enraged, what good is that doing you? It's not putting any more money in your pocket. It's not giving you peace within. It's not changing your life for the good. What good is it doing you to be enraged, to be angry? It does no good. As a matter of fact, it gets worse for you because now inwardly you're miserable. You're having suicidal thoughts. You're worried. You're blaming others. You become a real loser because you're angry and you're in hell within. Why not be at peace and take care of the situation? Get up and do what you got to do. You're enraged because you're not taking responsibility for your own life. Look how you vote. Look what you do with your money. Look how you compare yourself to others. Look how you try to live like other people. It's your problem, no one else. And being enraged is not going to help it at all. Zero. There's never a time to be angry. This male here is lying to you. That's your enemy. Just think, you're already angry. How is that helping you? Look at the people who have money, who own homes, who own businesses, who run in the government, and just regular folks too. They have anger, and they own what they want. They still are miserable. They committed suicide. This so-called Scott Galloway, he's lying to you. He doesn't care about you at all. He wants to sell a book. And believe me, they are angry. Watch this from TikTok.
No, because you, America, for making me pay, or for making me work four jobs, while I'm in college in rural Tennessee, and I can barely pay my own rent, and I'm taking 19 credit hours on top of those four jobs, and I still can't graduate on
We go somewhere else.
I just want to live in peace, America. And I will one day. Probably somewhere else. Anyways, look how cute my nails are.
What an angry, emotional, thrill-seeking bitch. That's all it is. You just saw a thrill-seeking, emotional bitch. That's why she went on camera and did that. It's all for the thrill of it. She's evil. It's all for the thrill. Sean, like that, my producer says, she's my type. I like her. I bet you do. Gerald Friday, she's hot. Or so hot. Yeah, she's hot with hell.
What the?
If all that acting right there, the fake tears and the carrying on, and then the little end about the nail, it was all for a thrill to get attention. Really, that's all that was about. And look how many of you fell for it. Oh, you felt so bad for her. Oh, poor girl. No. The thrill is all worth it for her. And then you love the thrill of feeling sorry for her. Now you feel holy. Now you feel like you really care. No, you don't. That thrill was for you. Because now that thrill of feeling sorry for her gave you the thrill that you'd care. When you can get 2 cents about what she's, her, whatever she's about. You must be born again. You got to overcome your thrills. You got to overcome your thrills. Human beings are evil. And anyone that's into thrill seeking, you're evil. You must return to the Father. That was just acting, folks. That's all it was. She set up the camera. She put it there on the dashboard, wherever it was in her car. And she got thrills from that. And when people comment on it, she loved it. Why don't she just drop out of college? College, that ain't important at all. Zero. Nobody make her stay in there. Get a job. Drop out. Take care of yourself. May God have mercy on my country. Eric, a first-time caller out of Washington State. Eric, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All this well, Eric.
I just had a quick question. I wanted to see what you had, what your opinion was on car sales career or trade schools. I know you talk about trade school a lot.
You said what now?
I wanted to know what your opinion was on car sales or trade schools. I know you talk a lot about learning a trade.
Well, when I say learn a trade, you don't necessarily have to go to trade school, but you can learn how to do a trade, fix things. I don't see anything wrong with car sales, but you become a good salesman. I hear that you make a lot of good money, so I know salesmen who are doing very well. As long as you're independent, meaning that you're working on your life. But it's trade school, there's nothing wrong with that either. I don't even know if they still have trade schools around, but there's nothing wrong with it. As long as you can do something to work with your hands, you have food on your table and a roof over your head, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a car salesman?
Yeah, I've been doing it now for about 8 months.
And why are you doing it?
Before I was doing labor work, but I wanted to try something else because I was doing that construction work for about almost 3 years.
Yeah.
And I wanted to try, you know, a different route and see what I thought about it.
And how's it going?
It's been, you know, ups and downs a lot, you know.
Yeah.
My first sales job, but.
So what now?
It's my first sales job. So, you know, with learning all of it, you know, it's a lot of ups and downs. for sure.
Oh, okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with trade school for sure. And maybe while you're working as a car salesman, you can go to trade school and, you know, figure out what type of trade you want to get. And one thing will still lead to another one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, no problem, Jason. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. 888-7753-773. Is it Luis? First time caller in California? Louis, first time call out of Indiana. Louis, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Peterson?
All is well, sir.
So I got a question, man. So what do you call it? I've been watching your show, watching other programs and stuff like that when it came to, like, you know, self-help and, you know, men becoming men, basically. And I wanted to know, well, first off, you know, I forgave my mom, you know what I'm saying, for being who she is and stuff like that, you know. She's her husband's problem now, so, you know, it's okay. But what do you call it? I have trouble forgiving my father in many ways because he's what you say is a beta male in many ways.
Beta!
Exactly, man. He's like in a beta male in many ways.
Right.
You know? I don't think he basically he's not somebody that I would say that protected me, could have protected me from my mother. But mostly just ran away from the situation and, you know, made other kids, raised other kids and stuff like that. And they became betas as well and whatnot, you know. And I, you know, I do my thing. I you know, I work, you know, I handle my business and stuff like that. I got a business of my own. But you always want a, what do you call it, that validation from your dad. You want that, you know, yeah, validation basically. So, yeah, what do I do about that?
How old are you now?
I'm 33.
Oh, okay. What did he do to you?
I mean, I guess I was always, between me and his sons, I was always the scapegoat in the situation. You know, he always favored the sons that he basically raised, you know, and the sons that he basically raised kind of like went down the path that he's going, you know what I'm saying, not doing much, you know what I'm saying, not taking care of business. And I feel like I've always taken care of business, either on my own or without him and stuff like that. But I think there's times that I feel like he's intimidated by that or feel some type of way about that. But, you know, he never really vocalizes that kind of stuff.
But
you know?
Did he say that he was intimidated by that?
No, but I feel like his actions and his character show that in many ways, you know.
Can you hold for me?
Sorry?
Can you hold on? Let me take a quick break.
No worries.
Hold on, all right?
You got it.
Okay. 888-775-3773. Two more hours to go. I can't believe this hour going by like it has. Two more hours. Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autograph copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Cicadas, I mean, are descending. I mispronounced that the other week. And again today. College crowd followers, you heard about that earlier this hour. I have a little update for you. And peace in Ukraine? Crooked Joe Biden making phony promises. And no babies made in America. A measly 3 point something million. Less than 4 million babies made like last year or something like that. What a mess. Reggie Bush got his his Heisman Trophy back, his 2005 one. You guys remember him? I remember that name. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, April 25th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back to your calls and your super chats, guys. We do see them, and we will read them. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports trillions of cicadas. It's not cicadas. Cicada will soon emerge across more than a dozen U.S. states, if they have not already, including heavily populated areas. Naturalists have already spotted the first arrivals of the flying bugs, with some saying the nuisance can be as loud as a lawnmower. Wow, so cool. There you go. Anyway, I won't tell you about them. College crowd followers. CNN reports pro-Palestinian degenerate, my word, not theirs, protests, quote-unquote, continue at major U.S. universities, major loser universities, with nearly 100 people arrested at USC. That's right down the road, University of Southern California, over there in the ghetto, downtown L.A. area. And dozens arrested at University of Texas in Austin on Wednesday. At Columbia University, dozens of protesters said that they won't disperse until the school agrees to cut ties with Israeli academic institutions and commits a complete divestment of its funds from entities connected to Israel, among other demands. Adding pressure to the situation, House Speaker Mike Johnson called on he's the Christian-y Christian guy, right? Called on Columbia's president, she's Egyptian, by the way, to resign if she cannot bring order to the campus, where protesters say they are defending free speech. And some Jewish students say they fear for their safety. What a mess. And peace in Ukraine? And nope. Crooked Joe Biden yesterday, signed into law a crucial aid package, crucially stupid, providing nearly $61 billion in military assistance to Ukraine, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. Wearing a U.S.-Ukrainian flag pin, Lord, and speaking from the black on the inside White House, Crooked Joe Biden stated it was a good day for America, a good day for Ukraine, and a good day for world peace. Crooked Joe Biden also added that the package is going to make America safer. It's going to make the world safer, unquote. Additionally, the Pentagon revealed that they secretly delivered long-range missiles to Ukraine earlier this month. Shameful. The Crooked Joe Biden administration previously resisted sending long-range missiles, in part due to supply issues and concerns about further provoking Russia if they were deployed. And no babies made. A measly 3.6 million babies were born in the United States last year. And it's probably minority white, by the way. I'm almost positive. The lowest fertility rate in more than a century, according to a provisional data from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The birth rate was the highest among women ages 30 to 34, which is already pretty old to be having babies, while the teen birth rate reached a record low. And they've been trying to get rid of teen births, not because of morality, though, but they're doing it through get rid of birth control, get rid of condoms, and pornos. What a mess. Reggie Bush getting his 2005 Heisman Trophy back. CNN reports it. They've been pushing this on billboards around the L.A. area. I think the blacks are behind it. CNN reports football star Reggie Bush getting his 2005 Heisman Memorial Trophy back after he had to relinquish the award in 2010. And I don't really remember why. Don't care. I'm James Heek.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way.
can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something? Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something? Isn't that an amazing question? I've heard very amazing responses to it, too. If you're busy and you're at the universities shouting death to America and Israel, you can still be listening to the show by calling the listen line at 641 on your iPhone or iPad, 641-793-1500, 641-793-1500. War unto the man or woman who hate their fellow man. You have no idea the depths of misery you're bringing upon yourself. Isn't that amazing? You really don't know. It is not good, but do what you want. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. It's Thursday. We take all calls, but every Thursday, because the Bible Thumpers are difficult to communicate with, we decided, well, we'll have Thursday for Bible Thumper Day so that I can communicate with the Bible Thumper a little longer, because all they do is thump the Bible. And they're like, they don't even hear your response to them. They're ready with another scripture. What the? So it is Thursday, and it is Bible Bumper Thursday.
I know I'm supposed to go to my seat now, but my mama's a 10-year cancer survivor, and she's standing right there. Wave your hand, mama.
Somebody beside you don't understand your praise, but I want you to grab somebody around you that don't mind dancing, and I want you to hit the floor right now.
Yo, mama.
Jesus saw Zacchaeus and he levels the playing field. Jesus institutes an affirmative action program.
Don't y'all let mama dance by herself.
Yeah, don't let mama dance.
Now to talk about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's too loud.
Okay, sorry.
Do it nicely.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Hallelujah.
What in the... Nice. I hadn't seen that. Thank you, Uncle Mary. What the? Shut your mouth.
Amazing.
That's right. Shut your mouth. But I'm talking about shout, and we can dig it. Who's the man that won't back down when there are dangers all around? Chef. Oh, chef is a bad... Shut your mouth. But I'm talking about chef. And we can dig it. Let me go quickly back to Lewis, out of first-time call out of Indiana. And Lewis is trying to forgive his father. He said his father's a beta male. Father left him with his mother. He went and married somebody else, made some more kids. And Lewis wants to know what to do about it. Lewis. Louis, I mean. Sorry about that. Louis.
No worries. No worries.
And so... You believe that your father is jealous of me, what you're doing, you say?
I mean, I feel like he's jealous. He used to be jealous of the influence I used to have on my brothers. You know, I made different decisions he has. You know, he never graduated from high school and stuff like that. I went ahead and just graduated from high school, you know, did my thing as, you know, at work and stuff like that. But there was always that, you know, everybody else gets lemonade, I get water type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
How did you know he was jealous of you?
Well, he's always expressed it through, like, his actions. He's always, like, expressed himself like, hey, you know, your brothers, you know, only come over when you're around, or they only do this when you're around, and they don't do that for me. He's a crier, as you can say. You know what I'm saying? He's a very emotional man, I guess you could say. As masculine as he pretends to be, he's, you know, always emotional.
And so has he ever said, I'm jealous of you?
No, I don't think he would say something like that.
Well, who told you that, and where did you get the idea from that he was jealous?
Well, I've always heard, you know, him talk behind my back, you know, certain things like, hey, you know, what do you call it? Your brother is so, I guess he's more smart. He thinks he's so smart. He thinks he's this. And, you know, it's just certain things that my brothers usually tell me. He would never say it to my face, though. He's just that type of person.
And when you went and talked to him about all this over the years, what did he say?
He always gaslights and just says, no, it's not true. You know, I don't know. He's more of a, he'd rather avoid confrontation about certain situations like that, but he'd rather talk shit behind your back.
And so you went to your father to talk, ask him why was he jealous and why was he treated this way, and he wouldn't respond?
He doesn't respond. Pretty much, like, you know, tells you what you want to hear and just rather continue doing the same shit. And I haven't spoken to him in 3 years, actually.
Just FYI, we are on the air. We have young kids listening to
you. Oh, keep... I apologize. No worries.
All right. And so you went to your father to talk to him about it, and he refused to have a conversation about it?
I feel like he refuses to have a conversation. He refuses to kind of like...
What did you say to him when you went to him? You said what?
Like, I basically said, you know, what exactly is your problem with me? You know, and the last time I was supposed to speak to him, I kind of like... I thought I was in the process of forgiving him, but and trying to get equal exchange, you know, but I don't know. He simply just favors his sons more than he favors me. You know what I'm saying?
And you're his son by your mother. He wouldn't have had some sons by another woman, right?
Yeah.
Do you love your father?
Yes, I do.
And where's the proof that you love him?
By sympathizing for his situation most of the time, you know?
What does that mean, sympathizing?
There was a time where I called him, you know. There was times that I, you know, checked up on him. I saw if he was okay, you know, but... You know, once I saw I wasn't, you know, given the same stuff, I kind of like say, you know what, man, I need to handle my own stuff. You know what I'm saying?
So where's the proof that you love your father?
Right now, I guess still thinking about the situation, maybe. I guess I don't know, keeping an eye out on that side of the family, you know. That's my only proof right now.
And why are you jealous of him and his sons on the other family that he seemed to be close to? Why are you jealous of that?
I think I'm jealous of that because I never had what they had, you know, that relationship with, you know, with my father, that, what do you call it? They got to come home to their mom and their dad. You know what I'm saying? He's not with that woman anymore, but they got to have that kind of stuff. You know, as a kid, I used to go over and, you know, they used to have the PlayStation, they used to have the N64, and I always came home to nothing, you know?
Right. I understand that. You know, and so have you noticed that you became like what you hate? You're jealous of your brothers in the same way you say your father's jealous of you? You became like what you hate.
Yeah. In many ways, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I guess you can say that.
How you feel about that?
I mean, of course I was jealous and, you know, in many ways, and I became that in so many ways, you know.
So how do you feel knowing that you became like what you hate?
I mean, I mean, it's a hard pill to swallow, that's for sure, you know?
And why?
I'm not sure, to tell you the truth. Maybe I need to think about that a little bit more, you know?
And I want you to know you don't love your father either. You are yearning for him, but you don't love him. Let me ask,
why don't I love him?
That's a good question. When you went to your mother and forgave her for turning you away from your father, what did she say?
Well, you know, she said it was her fault. She wished she had, had given me more time with her father. Like, she moved to a whole other state, you know? So it's kind of like, you know, I've forgiven her for that. I've forgiven her for a lot of things, actually.
Okay.
You know?
Nice. So, you don't love your father?
I don't love my father.
Nope.
So what do I do about that?
Forgive him. Just like God, when you forgive your father for being whatever he's done, because he couldn't help himself, his mother screwed him up, his father didn't protect him from his mother, and he hates his mother. That's why he's going from woman to woman trying to get love. Not understanding that women don't have love, women only have hate. And if you loved him, you will forgive him so God can forgive you, and you'll overcome your fallen state. You will be free inwardly because you love your father. You won't forgive him. How will God forgive you, and you're unwilling to forgive your father? You're living the same life that he's living. You're miserable on the inside because you have not forgiven. Your father loved you. He just don't know how to. When he left your mother. He didn't leave you. And he doesn't know how to deal with you because you treat him the way your mother treated him. You're very judgmental. Mm.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, you're right. Never saw it that way.
I understand that. And that's what anger does. It blinds you. That you don't see the reality of what's really going on. It makes you think that someone else is your problem when the problem is really inside of you.
Mm.
What I recommend is that you really look at this and go to your father and apologize for resenting him. Now that you understand. And whatever his reaction is or non-reaction is on him. But you apologize for the way you treated him. You treated him the way your mother treated him because you identify with your mother. And I'm sorry, Dad, for resenting you. I understand now. And God will forgive you and you'll be free. Once you forgive your father, that's what it means to return to your father. Your earthly father is to forgive him. His mother screwed him up, just like your mother screwed you up. And God will forgive you and I'm telling you, your whole inward life, you will start to live from within, and you will love your earthly father. No matter what his situation is, you will hold nothing against him. You will be completed.
I understand.
But you got to forgive him and stop treating him the way your mother treated him.
Yeah. I understand, Mr. Peterson. Thank you very much.
And that void that you have, that emptiness that is crying out for a father, will be fulfilled. That will be taken away from you once you forgive your father. God said before you enter into the kingdom of heaven within, you must go and forgive. Forgive your mother and forgive your father. And you'll be fine. That way you don't repeat the same life because you're going to end up with the same kind of woman your mother is. You're going to have kids. You're going to do the same thing to your kids. You won't be there for them.
Yeah. That's happened already with an ex-wife. So, yeah, that's why I got to a process to forgive my mom, you know.
Yeah.
Because I finally understood that situation. I'm like, damn, you know, excuse me. I mean, darn, you know. I married my mother, basically.
Yes.
You know? So,
every woman you get involved with will be mama, and you won't be able to handle her.
Yeah. I understand.
All right. Go and apologize to your father. Hey, Father, I'm sorry for resenting you. I understand now. But have no expectation from him because now you're giving him love as God is giving you love, and you don't need love from anyone because you will be getting love from God. The only real love is the love that comes from God, not from another human being, Period. Human beings don't have love.
Understood. Yeah.
And do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/prayer. Start doing that so God can bring you out of your imagination. All these thoughts you're having are straight out of hell, and it's due to anger. So do the silent prayer, be still and know God, and he'll make you free. It's going to blow your mind.
You got it, sir. Thank you very much.
So go forgive your father. Let me know how it goes.
You got it, man. Thank you.
All right. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Is it Dorsey? Darcy, a first time call out of Canada.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Darcy, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
So, my question is I would consider myself a Christian first and very Americanist second. I know I live in Canada, but during the pandemic, I saw that I chose, due to my own religious and my own bodily choices, I chose to stay unvaccinated, and I didn't want any harm to anybody else. However, a lot of people wanted to deny me my own medical care for whatever. And one of the things that I am struggling with right now is that I am an organ donor, meaning if I die, my organs get to be distributed upon the population. Now, that same population, a lot of those people would deny me care but take my organs if for their own health reasons. And I am just wondering, is it Christ-like, or am I going to look bad upon the eyes of God if I say to myself, I don't want these people to have my organs because they would deny me my own health care?
Why don't you go get your organ back? They can't put it back in.
You still have it.
This will happen if you die?
Yes, I see. If I die.
So why don't you go back down to the DMV and say, I changed my mind?
I struggle with the thought of that because I think about the innocent person who, for whatever reason, was dragged into all of this mess. Essentially, what about that innocent person who doesn't believe that?
Believe
what? Doesn't believe in, say, forced medication, say, forced...
Oh, I see. Why do you think you are a Christian? What does that mean?
To me, that means that I am a flawed... I know that I am a flawed man and that I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I hope to God, in the eyes of God, that I may be a good person in the eyes of God.
And what does that mean, you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior? Where did that come from?
Well, I began my world as being a Catholic, going to Catholic school for my entire 18 years.
And how old are you now?
I am 35.
And so where did you get the idea that you should accept Jesus Christ as your Savior?
My family, just reading, just seeing how people, Christians, are about human rights and stuff like that. That's why.
And have you noticed that it has never worked for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Has it ever worked?
Does that work for you? Has that ever worked for you when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Did that work for you?
I think it has.
In what way?
In the way that I feel that by having a personal relationship with God, that God watches over my family and I, and I, looking back at some things in my life, I didn't quite understand why they were happening at that point, but looking back after, say, 4 to 5 years, 10 years, I'm like, oh, maybe that's why God did this or that in my life.
And so you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and God?
Yes, sir. I am a very bad Christian. I need to read the Bible more. A lot of what I get is from just watching a lot of a lot of YouTube, and I began reading the
Bible. What's in your life that makes you think you have a personal relationship? I don't even know where that idea came from, but I'll get back to that in a minute. What's in your life that makes you think you have a quote-unquote personal relationship with God?
I've had, as crazy as it sounds, I've had dreams with the Lord. I know that sounds
crazy.
You had
dreams with him?
Yes, sir.
Well, what the... And what did you dream?
I have just dreamt about, I can't really fathom the dream, but my vision of Jesus Christ, the guy in the robe, and just watching and just having a conversation, just him being in my dreams, that's all.
So you know those dreams are with the devil, right?
I have considered that.
Yeah, they're totally with the devil. Your relationship is with the devil, and that's why you have no peace. That's why you're judging your enemy, because you have no love. If your relationship was truly with God, you would not have anger. You wouldn't be judgmental. You would be free. You would not have any enemies at all, because you will understand that Satan is driving those people that are trying to hurt you. You don't know God. You just have ideas about God.
I can agree with you on that. Yes, sir.
So you need to, I recommend, do what you want. You let go of all these ideas that you have about God. Christians don't know God. They just have ideas about God, and that's why they have no peace. And they have identified with the word Christian, and all they have is more false identities. They're on an ego trip. Look how much trouble you and your family are having. If you had a relationship with God, you wouldn't be having all the trouble in your family.
I see. I can empathize with that. I can understand your position.
So, am I wrong about the trouble in your family?
No, there's trouble in my family, yes, sir.
Right. But why haven't you questioned that? If I know God, why I have trouble in my life, in me, and in my family? Why haven't you questioned that?
I guess it might be my own ego in some way. I don't know.
You don't know why you have not questioned that?
I guess I need to have more, is it self-introspection, I guess?
Yes. Does your wife obey you?
Does my wife obey me?
Yeah.
Yes, I would say. For the most part, I would say. For the most part, yes, sir.
Does your wife obey you?
She would, at the end of the day, my wife gives me the choices to make in our life. Yes.
Does your wife obey you?
That's a good question. I think so. I would say yes. I don't know what the qualifiers are for not. Like, if I say to her, do you want to get chocolate milk? And she says no, would that be a disobeying? I don't know. Or is it more about...
Is she a Christian too?
Pardon me, sir?
Your wife is a Christian?
Yes, sir.
No, she does not obey you.
Why do you say that, Jesse?
Because Christian women do not obey their husbands. So let me ask, have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Well, that's a whole nother story about my mother. And I have to say that I have forgiven my mother. I'm in the process of forgiving my mother.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Have I said, Mother, I forgive you for all the wrongs you have done to me in my life or aggressions?
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
No, I have not.
And what kind of Christian? I thought you had a relationship with Jesus.
I can see you've been you're
been a Catholic all your life. You have a relationship with Jesus and a personal relationship with God, but you have not gone and forgiven your mother.
I need to have a heart-to-heart conversation with my mother.
You don't need to have a heart-to-heart conversation. You need to forgive her for rebuilding you in her image, recreating her image, and turning you away from your father. Why, you've heard me say go and forgive. Why haven't you done it already?
You know what, Jesse? I think I'm going to go do that today.
You've heard me say go and forgive her. Why haven't you done it?
I think I'm going to go do that right now, Jesse, to be honest. I'm thankful for this phone call. I'm thankful. I don't know if you would think this, but I'm thankful for God to allow us to have a conversation today. And there's a lot that I am wrong about, too, that I've done to my mother, to my wife, that I should ask for forgiveness from them.
No, do not do that.
No?
Never ask a human being for forgiveness. God said to forgive them by realizing that you're wrong for being angry at them, right? Because they can't help themselves. You forgive them, and God will forgive you. Never, ever, 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 ever ask a human being for forgiveness. They're going to see that as a weakness, and they're going to try to control you, and especially women. And you're married to your mother. That's why you've done what you've done to your wife, because she is your mother. You're attracted to what you hate. And now you understand in the hell that your father caught from your mother, because you're repeating the same thing.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you for allowing me to see it in a different perspective. And I think I'm going to call my mother after this and tell her I forgive her.
Well, FaceTime with her so you can be facing the devil when you talk to it.
Yes, sir.
And why have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Can I do that even though he's dead? Can I scream up to the sky and to the heavens and say, Father, I forgive you for not doing that? Is that appropriate?
How you know you're up there?
I hope that my father was accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior.
Forget about that.
Yes, sir.
Listen. When you see how difficult it's been for you with your mother, you see how difficult it's been with you to deal with your wife. You have kids?
Not yet, sir.
And so you understand now what your father had to go through with your mother, because you're going through the same hell with your wife. And in that understanding, though he's dead, it will cause you to forgive him. You don't have to be screaming and yelling, but if you want to, go ahead. But just realize my father went through the same hell I'm going through with my wife. And you, that understanding will cause you to forgive your father.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you for allowing me to see a different point of view in life.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
I thank you, and I hope you have yourself a great day, sir.
You too, man.
God bless you.
You too. 888-7753-773. Back in a moment. Thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. There is one line open at 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Couple announcements. Number one, for personal shout-outs, birthdays, wedding shout-out, anniversaries, congratulations, encouragement. I've been doing a ton of them. And I'll do them personally for you if you go to and request it at Cameo. Personal shout out, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. And again, go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Or you can mail in a donation at P.O. Box. Make it out to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. All right? And make a donation. We got a lot of work to do, believe me. And don't forget to order your Afrin jerky. Afrin jerky. What's this? Let me know who you get it ready. Oh, you got it. Okay. You didn't know I was going to announce it. People tell me I have a lot of Afrin energy. Jesse, what gives you so much Afrin energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. It's Afro jerky. Afro jerky from Big Club, USA. Afro male. And you can have Afro jerky energy too. Amazing. Check out Afrin jerky. You're going to love it. Amazing. Let me do some super chats, and then we get back to your calls for super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Mike Zook bought another coffee after yesterday's coffee, saying, hey, Jesse.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, Jesse, the show ran out of time yesterday. I'm hoping you can settle a debate between my friend and I. Should be my friend and me. As to the real reason Gary, Indiana turned into dirt overnight.
Because
he said his friend was telling him it was steel factories shutting down. And he says, please tell the real story.
The primary reason, yes, the steel factory did shut down, Inland Steel and all those places. But the primary reason is because the blast took over. I happened to be in Gary, living there, going to school at Edison High School there in Gary, Indiana. And I remember when they elected the first black mayor on a Tuesday, I believe, Richard Hatcher, I think his name was. I may be wrong with the name, but something like that. And the very next day, all hell broke loose in Gary, Indiana. It went to hell, and like, not even going, no. The blacks started attacking whites, crime went out of control. It just went downhill, and the white people packed up and said, uh-uh, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. And they left, and it just got worse because it's controlled by blacks. That's why. That's the primary reason.
Nice. Gregatron.
Thank you.
Coffee from Gregatron from the Lord. I got what I wanted from the Lord. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in speaking in tongues, but God said it. I want it.
God never told you to speak in tongues. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
See on C bought a coffee. Jesse, why was you kept on admiring the therapist lady from yesterday? Have you seen her without her makeup?
Makeup to break up. That's all we do. No, I haven't. She just looked pretty on camera. And but no, see, I have not seen any makeup. I can imagine it's a different story.
That was from Manhood Hour with your experts, Joelle Friday and Sean, the producer.
Yeah. So I didn't comment on what she said because I wanted to get her on the Father State if possible. But no, see, I have not seen her out of makeup. That's my first time seeing her. And I only heard about her through Joelle Friday TV and Sean, my producer. So I didn't know anything about her. They just see her. Amazing. Don't be jealous. You got a boyfriend. What the?
888-77-JESSE bought a coffee. Uncle Jesse, do you think what you do on this show is, quote, unquote, good or God's work? If not, what was the purpose of creating your show?
I never think about it either way. And the show happened because it just came about. I found myself doing it. So I don't think about I'm doing God's work or good work or bad work. Because of myself, I can do that. I just don't think about it. No, I don't. Thank you.
Man, two ends. Drama bought three coffees. About the Sadia Khan discussion yesterday, that pretty lady. That woman is pretty on the outside, but hell on the inside, says this person.
Well, don't tell that to Joelle.
She says she knows the definition of masculine love. What the? Jesse, you need to book her on The Fallen State. Her half-truths and generalizations remind me of Medusa. You look at her too long, she's going to turn you to stone.
Okay, I don't know anything about the woman, all right? She was recommended by Joelle Friday and my producer, Sean. But hopefully I can get her. I'd like to know about her, so I'm going to try to, we're working on getting her on the Fallen State. Thank you.
Thank you for the three coffees, man drama.
Yeah, thank you.
Hero for you too. Hero spelled the Japanese way, not like amazing superhero or whatever. Bought a Rumble rant donation.
You got to know how to rumble.
That's right. Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble saying President Trump had more than presidential immunity. Because the 14th Amendment is his authority to wield during a rebellion, June 5th, 2020. He can suspend habeas corpus and oaths of office. The trap, he says. And he continues with another Rumble rant. The trap is T the R Reconstruction, A Amendments, TRA, 1870. 1 plus 8 plus 7 plus 0 equals 16. 16 equals P, TRAP, trap. It's Lincoln's revenge put into the Constitution for this exact scenario our world is going through. President Trump is still the legitima, and it cuts off. Thank you, Hero, for
you
too.
Yeah, appreciate it. Great white hope, Donald Trump. Thank you.
Yeah. Someone bought three coffees. Good morning. Hi, y'all.
All is well.
My mama baked me a sweet potato pineapple upside down cake, and it was amazing. It was so good, I slapped her.
I bet you did. Amazing. I never heard of a sweet potato upside down pineapple cake.
Yeah.
What? But thank you. I bet it was good.
Evgeny Crosby with a couple of diamonds on D Live. The O'Biden administration is going to make sure that there's no election in 2024, mark my words, he says.
Well, I will have a wait and see, just because it happened, quote unquote, last time they say. Have a wait and see. This is a new time, all right? Have a wait and see. Make sure you go vote. Have a wait and see. Let's not assume that. But I understand. Thank you.
And thank you for your D-Live diamonds, Evgeny Crosby.
Yeah, thank you.
Charlesse bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, what is your favorite Bobby Womack song? He had a song called Inherit the Wind, where he recites the beginning of the If poem at the beginning of the song.
Really?
It's according to him.
I don't remember that at all.
Charlesse.
But I can't think of one right now because it won't come to me. But if it does, I'll let you know. But I don't remember him doing an If thing. He may have done that, but I didn't pay attention to it. Thank you, though. I'll check that out.
Reese Niederbear on D-Life says the show fell into Jesse's lap when Dennis Prager threw it at him.
Threw what at me?
The show.
Threw what?
He imagines that you got your show from Dennis Prager.
What? All thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. What? You listen to the devil. What? But thank you.
C&C bought a coffee. I wish conservatives constantly protest.
And I love Dennis Prager, by the way. He's a good guy. He really is. But thank you.
And he's tall.
Yeah.
C&C bought a coffee.
Yeah, he's been a friend forever. I knew Fran, his first wife, his family. I used to go there a lot for Shabbat.
Dang.
On Fridays.
Nice. Is that dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, because Friday evening is already the beginning of Saturday for them,
right.
Sabbath.
So at a certain time on Friday, they have to shut down, mm-hmm. and they have to go all the way through Friday night, all the way through Saturday, and do no work or nothing. Those used to be some amazing dinners, too. And the thing I used to like about it, they had a lot of wine.
Whoa.
The Jews have a lot of wine at their events.
Right on.
Because Jesus made the wine.
Indeed.
Remember, Mary said, make some more wine, Jesus. What the?
And the Jews love Jesus.
I wonder if Mary drank wine.
I say, of
course. His mama.
I say, of course.
You say, of course, Mary drank wine, too? Mm-hmm. Well, I guess she would have, all the Jews drinking wine.
Right.
That makes sense. But I don't know. I don't want to talk about Jesus' mama.
He's not black, so no. You can talk about her.
Oh.
You can't. You just can't talk about black people's mothers.
Yeah. Thank you.
C&C bought a coffee. I wish conservatives constantly protest for the Great White Hope, TGWH, wrongful trials and arrests, like the way the useless waste of generation students are protesting for what they believe in.
As quiet as it kept, the rhino Republican representatives, they don't want Donald Trump back because they're just like the Democrats, and they want to be able to fulfill their ego wants. And they don't want Donald Trump there. They don't want to make America great. They want exactly what the Democrats want. That's why they haven't done anything. Zero to make America better in the last 4 years. Amazing. Thank you, Sion.
And I don't think protests do anything unless the government's already on your side.
Right. It doesn't.
Peanut Butter Hot Dog bought 5 coffees. Musical note emojis. I believe children are our future. Musical note emoji. And I don't know I was going to start to look up the melody, but I don't know the melody.
It's
I don't know
like,
the song.
She's doing well. I can't bring it up either. Children are our future. It's something like that. Thank you, though. Amazing.
Urinal Chills gave a Rumble rant. He's a monthly supporter on Rumble.
Thank you.
He says about your Fallen State guest upcoming, Jamie Kennedy. He's a funny dude.
Yeah, he is. He's like real funny.
Indeed.
It's amazing how funny he is. I'm going to have to go listen to one of his comedy shows.
His little stand-up
thing? Yeah, his little stand-up thing. But I enjoyed talking to him. It was amazing.
Cartoon for Food, also a Rumble rant. Jesse Lee Peterson, Roll Tide.
What does that mean?
Your shirt. You have an Alabama shirt, I guess. And that's what they say.
Oh, what's Roll Tide?
Don't ask me. That's what the Alabama football people say or something like that.
Is that a university or something?
I guess.
A football team?
Beats me.
Well, thank you. I had no idea what it is, but thank you.
WD41 gave 3 diamonds, no message.
It's amazing you can wear shirts and they have signs on them, mm-hmm. and you don't know what they mean.
And other people do. And they read way into what you're about.
I know. What the?
It's horrible. Evgeny Crosby with a couple more diamonds. The same people funding these wars are the ones staging the protests. Don't fall for the okey-doke.
Yeah, absolutely.
Urinal Chills.
Thank you.
Urinal Chills is a Rumble subscriber on Jesse Lee Peterson. He says, bad mother... Shut your mouth.
Well, I'm talking about Chef. And we can dig it. Thank you. Let's stop there for now.
Okay.
We're finished. I'll take some calls. I'm looking at the clock here. Thank you all very much. I do appreciate it. We'll get back to those. Let me go to Ruby. Ruby, a first-time call out of New York. Ruby, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
All is well, Ruby.
All is well. So, Jesse, I'm in a predicament. So, recently, I turned my life around a lot. I struggled with drugs, was on a very dark path. And I turned my life around. I've been sober for coming up on a year, and I wanted to start dating again. I wonder if you have any advice for a woman who's over 30, has done a fuck ton of drugs, and has been sleeping around for 20 years. What should I do?
What a slut!
I've been on my worst behavior, Jesse, but I'm ready to go normal, and I thought you'd be the perfect person to guide me on this journey.
And why do you want a boyfriend?
So that I can have a husband and a family and live the good traditional lifestyle.
Why?
So that I think it'd be more fulfilling than swiping Tinder and getting shit-faced.
But there's not one person that's married with a family and they're fulfilled, nor are they happy.
Really? Wait, so what should I do to live a happy life, do you think?
You got to work on your insides. You got to forgive your mother and your father and return to God. Put him first and seek the kingdom of God, and he will take over your life. And he already has a life laid out for you that you can't even imagine, but you will start living it. You will have perfect peace. And if it's meant for you to have a boyfriend slash husband, it'll happen naturally. And it will be the perfect man, the right man for you, and you guys will have a marriage that will last until death do you part. But if you put that first, all you're going to do is catch more hell for the rest of your life.
So do you think I should just focus on myself and then not go on the dating sites? What do you think of, like, dating sites? Do you think that
Do not go on the dating
sites.
No, don't look for anything but the truth. Do not look for anyone or anything. Because if you do, that will become your God, and it will destroy you.
So the only God I should be seeking is the one true God, right?
That's the only one. And he lives within you. He's above.
Okay, well,
he's
I have an
you.
Issue here, Jesse. I'm an atheist.
Nice.
I try to believe in God.
All Christians
and I like
are
the
atheists.
Idea. I like the idea, but I just can't make myself really believe it. At least not like the Christian God, you know? I struggle with that.
Well, that's beautiful that you can't make yourself believe. You should not make yourself believe, and you should not make yourself disbelieve. And the Christians are all atheists. They're not Christians. They just wear the name Christian, but they're really atheists. It's perfect that you don't believe.
Mm-hmm. So here's another issue I have. I did find someone who I thought could be a suitable partner, and they seem to be living a good lifestyle, but they're sending mixed signals. What do you think that means?
Let him go. I'm telling you, you're going down the wrong road. You shouldn't be looking on the outside.
I'm going down the right road. I took a U-turn away from fentanyl and crack, and now I'm living the good life.
No, you're not. You have not forgiven. You still have anger.
I'm addicted to dating.
That's because you still have anger and you're looking for a father's love, and all you're ever going to get is screwed. You're never going to find a man that cares about you, period.
You're probably right, Jesse.
Have you
a wife, though, right?
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I have, absolutely, but I have not fully forgiven my father.
Have you told your mother you forgive her for turning you away from your father?
Not for that specifically. I did not go into that, but I probably should.
What?
Not that specifically, but...
Why haven't you forgiven her for turning you away from your father? That's why you ended up on drugs and stuff, because your mother turned you away from your father.
I know. She... Well, I don't think she was intentionally trying to turn away.
No,
she
was intentionally trying to turn you away from your father because she hates your father and she destroyed his children.
Uh-huh.
Why haven't you forgiven her for that?
I think she was doing the best that she could.
That's
and
why
I think she loves us dearly, and I think my dad loves us dearly.
That's
I
why
think
you.
It's kind of like an oversimplification.
Your mother, hey. Your mother don't love you.
I think she loves me dearly, Jesse.
She has no love.
What's up with your mother? Do you love your mother? Do you guys have a good relationship?
Your mother has no love because if your mother had love, she would have never turned you away from your father. But you're right.
So what
in
now,
that
Jesse? What do I do with this?
You're right.
What's the next step?
Hold on. Calm down. You're right in that she's done the best she could. She didn't have any love to give. She did the best she could. That's why you need to forgive her because you're doing the best you could, but it's still not working out because something else is controlling you. Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from her?
I guess not. No, not fully.
Why not?
He's a little MIA at the moment.
Meaning what?
On drugs, I think.
Your father's?
Yes.
And how do you know that?
From you can usually kind of tell if someone's using or not.
Oh, well, you still need to forgive him because he inwardly, he is as lost and unhappy as you are because his parents were not good example for him either.
True. I know. I see that in my father. So I do. I don't have resentment. I don't think I have anger or resentment, though.
Then why have you gone to have...
Not anymore. I used to, but I think I've gotten over that, you know? I feel...
You have not gotten over that. Because had you gotten over that, you wouldn't be looking on the outside for a boyfriend or anything. You would be living from within. So you have not gotten over it. You're still lost.
Well, but that's for everyone. That's normal. People look for a partner to, like, have a normal life, you know?
That's not normal. That's abnormal. That's why no people... No one that's looking on the outside is happy because it's abnormal. You should not look from without. You should look from within.
Look from within. All right. I do think it's good advice to not be seeking out and to just live in my purpose and in my truth. And
you
let
don't have any truth.
Happen as they will kind of happen.
You don't have any truth and you don't have a purpose.
I'm trying to find the truth, Jesse. Where is it?
I'm telling you to look within, but you got to forgive so you can, God can forgive you. And then go to rebuildingaman.com and start, and do the silent prayer, all right?
All right, I will.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Amazing. What a mess. Another break. When I come back, straight to your calls, folks. We're going to try to get as many as possible. 888-7753-773. Hank is coming in with the hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Streaming and texting from the moon on the moon. Explain that, space deniers. And school lunches and school breakfasts. More nutrition rules from mama government. There's abortion drama
in Arizona and the so-called Supreme Court, house market meddling, airline fee meddling. It's a mess. This is the end of hour two of Bible Thumper Thursday, April 25th, 2024 AD. The Jesse Lee Peterson Show. We'll be right back for hour three. Back to your calls. There is one line open. You can call in right now. During Hake News, Not Fake News, after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com, and then, of course, Joel Friday TV, his last day. He's Monday through Thursday. Joel Friday is not, I don't think, live on Friday, okay? So Joel Friday TV, check him out. And then, of course, American Anchor Baby after that. Very nice. Streaming and texting on the moon? The far-left commie nonsense network, CNN, reports NASA, which does not mean lies in Hebrew, is partnering with a major cellular company to install a simple 4G network on the moon. That's later this year. It could lay the groundwork for an off-world internet similar to Earth's. Wow, so cool. School lunches will have less added sugar and also a little less sodium under this new rule from the evil federal government, the ghost of Michelle Obama haunting the children, evil mama government playing like they're your parents. CNN reports new U.S. school meal standards were announced on Wednesday, making changes aimed to make school lunch more nutritious. They're also serving breakfast at school. What changes? It's from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA's Food and Nutrition Service. They set U.S. dietary guidelines. K through 12, kindergarten through 12th grade schools serve breakfasts and lunches to nearly 30 million children every single day. And the meals are supposedly the main source of nutrition for more than half of those children. Where are their parents? That's according to the USDA. Self-important. Obama was involved in the 2010 Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act that he signed into law. And now the crooked Joe Biden administration set forth a national strategy to end hunger and reduce diet-related diseases by 2030. What a mess. So Tom Vilsack, Agriculture Secretary, MAMA, stated, quote, "We all share the goal of helping children reach their full potential." What a dirtbag. He doesn't care about the children. They support the transgender agenda on the kids. Sickos. And the racism propaganda. Sick people. Speaking of killing the kids, there's a borscht fighting in Arizona. They support killing the babies before they become kids. CNN reports the Arizona House of Representatives voted Wednesday to overturn the state's 160-year abortion ban, 160-year-old abortion ban, setting the stage for a repeal that would leave the state's 15-week restriction on the procedure of killing the babies in place. It came after two failed attempts by lawmakers in the Republican-controlled state house in Arizona to bring the bill to the floor last week. Democrats sought to strike down the ban after the state Supreme Court revived it earlier this month. If a repeal vote fails in the state Senate, the 1864, supposedly 1864 law, could take effect as early as June 8th, based, making Arizona one of more than a dozen states that bans abortions at virtually all stages of pregnancy with few exceptions, which is the right thing, but I guess they don't want to do the right thing. Nice. Anyway, how is it? I'll tell you about the Supreme Court later. I told you a little bit about it yesterday. They're bothering about medical emergency abortion care. What a mess. Anyway, housing market meddling. A federal judge this week approved a multi-million dollar antitrust settlement with the National Association of Realtors, upending the way Americans buy and sell homes. Under the current system, home sellers pay the full commission, usually 5-6%. Which is generally shared between the agent representing the seller and an agent representing the buyer. Under the terms of the settlement, sellers' agents will no longer be required to offer commissions to buyers' agents. This means commissions will likely fall because they will become competitive and negotiable. So, what a mess. New homes increased, sales increased in the Northeast in February. That's nice. I'm James Hake.
Somewhere in the world today,
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. That's amazing. It's the third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-7753. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse, my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something? Being something or doing something? Which are you most interested in? It's an amazing question. Don't forget to follow us on social media. I haven't mentioned that yet. Follow us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and blah, blah, blah. All right? JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We are on cozy.tv/JLP. And Rumble. You got to know how to rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. So ring, like, follow, and subscribe. It's Thursday. It's the third hour of the show today. Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't, they call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. What the? You shall have no other God before God. Zero. I got to do this really fast. My question is, I really want to know, too. This is like a serious question. Have you, since you've been on Earth, whatever age you are, from 1 year old to 150 years old, 200 years old, how long have you been here? Have you ever seen a person like Donald Trump? Have you ever seen, other than reading about a person like Donald Trump by way of Jesus, right? Have you ever seen a person like Donald Trump? If you really, really pay attention, he's fascinating. Have a little space there. I have this space between Donald Trump and I so I can see what's going on, right? Not worship him, not put him on a pedestal, but to really see what's going on. And Donald Trump, the great white hope, is fascinating to everybody. Everybody. You either like him or you love him, but he's still fascinating. And since I've been on Earth, and I've been around for a minute, I've been on Earth so long that even cemeteries send me little advertisements. They ask me, do I want to buy a plot, a burial plot? Now, you know you're old, right? Have you ever seen a notice from the cemetery, a sales car asking you, do you want to buy a grave plot?
No, sir.
Well, keep living. It's coming.
I can't afford to die.
That's right. Especially now. Maybe that's why you better put it on layaway and start paying on it. Your grave. But anyway, the world is fascinated with Donald Trump. Why? Have you not asked yourself why? He's unshakable. He's unmovable. He doesn't get angry and overreact. I can't help but ask, what manner of man is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. If what you're looking for is love, he's the one. Everybody's fascinated by him. And his enemies, this is why I'm warning you, overcome angry so you can love your enemy and not hate your enemy. And love is not emotion. It just means don't have hate. Don't have anger. When you don't have anger, you have love. You have love. When you have anger, you have no love. Zero love. You have nothing but fear. You're overwhelmed with fear. And you run away from it by joining groups, getting involved, being busy, getting degrees. You're trying to get married, making children. You're trying to run away from your fear. And all you're doing is running into them, deeper into them. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. They have been trying to do his enemy. I don't know what the outcome is going to be, so I'm not talking about. I'm talking about what is now, what has happened, and what is still happening now with the great white hope, Donald Trump. Have you asked yourself, what manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. They can't stop him so far. And they are fascinated by him. Thrills up and all over the place. And they are celebrating evil. Look how Donald Trump is dealing with the issues in his life. So why don't you deal with the little issues in your life so that when the big storm issues come, you'll be ready to deal with it. This is from Hannity. The media is giddy over the lawfare being waged against Donald Trump. Joy Reid celebrated that the diverse background of the prosecutors targeting Trump. Watch this from MSNBC.
For me, there is something wonderfully poetic about the fact that despite the fact that even if convicted, he's not going to go to prison, the first person to actually criminally prosecute Donald Trump is a black Harvard grad, the very kind of person that his former staff, the people who worked for him, Stephen Miller, et cetera, want to never be at Harvard Law School. But he was. And he came out and graduated. And he's prosecuting you, Donald. And a black woman is doing that same exact thing in Georgia. And a black woman forced you to pay a $175 million fine that's out now also in question because the people who put it up, that might not be legit. Donald Trump is being held to account by the very multicultural, multiracial democracy that he's trying to dismantle. And for me, there's something poetic and actually wonderful about that. It says something good about our country that we're still capable of having that happen. Go DEI. My DEIs are bringing it home on today.
She's so thrilled about Donald Trump. She went and bought his hair. Becoming like what she hates. She bought his hair. Ain't no black woman that black have ever been wearing a Donald Trump wig. But she's thrilled about him. I guess that's a wig. It looked like a wig. She love hate Donald Trump. She's thrilled. And that's what happens when you don't hate back. She's stuck on Donald Trump. She's obsessed with Donald Trump. Isn't that amazing? Donald Trump is a perfect example of loving your enemies and not hating them. Your enemy has no power at all because their God is Satan. And Satan has no power. Evil has no power. Zero. Zero power. It's been defeated. And Joy Reid is evil. And she's obsessed with the light in Donald Trump trying to stop him. Isn't that amazing? What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. She's obsessed with Trump. Watch this from MSNBC. This is mind-blowing.
And Timothy Hafey, former lead investigator for the House January 6th Select Committee. I forgot my copy of my book. I always bring the Trump indictments book everywhere I go. And I take it around like Trump takes his pretend Bible that he wrote.
She even have a book, keeps details on the Great White Hope. Why does she, if she didn't love him, hate him, why does she walk away? She can't. When you hate someone, you're stuck. You spend your whole lifetime trying to destroy that person or people, and you're destroying yourself. They're moving on with their life. Donald Trump is living his life. And this woman, Joy Reid, is obsessed. She didn't even write notes. Can't you see her like a crazy person writing notes about him? She went and bought his hair. It's funny how blacks get mad at whites for wearing braids. But they wear wigs and blonde hair and time, no big deal for, right? That's from Hassan, and he's right about that. My engineer here. She shouldn't be allowed to wear a Donald Trump wig or have color, whatever it is, on her head. She's obsessed. She even write about him. She can't sleep at night thinking about Donald Trump. That's what anger will do to you. And the Great White Hope, I'm telling you, Joy Reid is obsessed with Donald Trump. And that's what anger will do. She can't sleep. She had a book. She would keep notes on him. And he doesn't care 2 cents about what she's thinking. He doesn't even think about what she's thinking. And she's obsessed. Your enemy, when they hate you, they work overtime to try to destroy you. But you wish them well. Don't be angry. It's not them. It's the hell that's in them. It's this hell. It's pure evil. And they cannot help it. Why would you waste your time resenting someone who is being controlled by evil? That's the secret, I believe, for the Great White Hope. He doesn't resent anyone. He's just making the best of the situation. He's living his life, dealing with his issues. None of those things are happening to you or me or Joy Reid. They're happening to Trump. That's his situation, and he's dealing with it. New York Times reported Donald Trump visited a bodega in Harlem where a clerk stabbed a man in 2022 and was charged by Alvin Bragg, another black hater, watching from Fox. Does he look bothered?
Former President Donald Trump making a campaign stop in Harlem following day two of his hush money trial. 7 jurors were sworn in on Tuesday, including an English teacher, an oncology nurse, and 2 lawyers. Trump answering my question about the jurors sworn in so far.
How do you feel about the 7 jurors that were selected today?
I'll let you know in about 2 months.
Trump's lawyers and prosecutors grilled the jury pool about their political views, social media posts, where they get their news, and their personal lives. One female juror had posted a dance celebration after Trump lost the 2020 election. On Tuesday, he used a Harlem bodega as a backdrop to slam Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg for being what he calls soft on crimes that matter. 2 years ago, Bragg charged a bodega clerk here with murder and sent him to Rikers after he killed a man who attacked him behind the counter. The case grabbed national headlines, and within days, Bragg dropped the charges.
I love you, Trump. I love you, Trump.
Amazing. Bless those that curse you. Really. Meaning, don't hate those who hate you. They can't. Really, they can't. They know not what they do. It's not them. Their hearts are wicked. It's evil. And that evil is controlling them, and they think that it's them. They're living in their imagination, and their father, the devil, is telling them to go after you. Joy Reid is deeply into her imagination. And people like that, that hate Trump. Why don't you watch and observe? All you have to do is watch. You don't even need to take sides. You just need to watch. And you'll be blessed for it. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. And if peace and love is what you're looking for, he's the one. I don't know another human being who can deal with the issues that Donald Trump has dealt with and is dealing with and still have peace about themselves. You can't even deal with the little situations in your life. You freak out. But if you just imagine you had to deal with this, but if you start dealing with it, the little situations happening in your life right now, you're going to grow into dealing with the big situation because the devil is going to get busy inside of you, your imagination, outside of you, inside of others, and they will come after you because darkness hates the light. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. Why do you watch? Just observe. And have a way to see. Don't worry about the outcome. The outcome would take care of itself. I have no idea what the outcome is going to happen be for the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. I'm waiting to see. But I'm watching how he's dealing with now, because that's all we have is now, and everything else is an illusion. What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? The wind as he obey him. Watch this from Fox. Jesse Warner's primetime ask New Yorkers about the Trump hush money trial. Watch this from Fox. He's the one that set his life on Calvary. He's the one that died for you and me.
Do you recognize this man?
Brings a smile to my face every time. Yes, I do recognize that man.
That's the man. He helped out the black people.
He's going to be the president again. It's Donald Trump.
President. Pick.
I never attacked him on his look. And believe me, there's plenty of subject matter right there.
What's your opinion of Donald Trump?
Donald Trump speaks the truth.
I like him. I think he's a character.
He's a misogynist pig and a liar.
Trump rhymes with dumb.
I'm jacking Trump.
You're jacking him?
Yeah, I'm jacking him. That means, like, you know, I f*** with Trump.
I thought that meant something else.
Nah, hell no.
I like that. Johnny, ho, ho, ho.
Donald Trump is on trial in Manhattan.
Child, come and see me. Come and see me.
Finally.
That trial, bro. We need him back in the office, bro.
Oh, I did not know that.
Amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. You want the wind and sea to obey you? Overcome evil. Forgive. Forgive. And just watch. And again, don't think about the outcome because the devil will tell you, well, what's going to happen? What's going to happen in November? You don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. No one knows. Not even Donald Trump knows what the outcome is going to be. He's just dealing with it now. Just think about this. Donald Trump at one time was just Donald Trump over in New York building buildings. And everybody admired him for his work. I don't know about everybody, but most people did. Some people were jealous, of course. And Donald Trump was just Donald Trump. But then he got a TV show. I never watched the show, but I did see it flipping through the channel. I never watched it. And they loved Donald Trump. I remember Jesse Jackson, all those guys, they gave Donald Trump an award. Al Sharpton and them, those guys. What manner of man is this? You got to forgive folks because you are dealing with evil on earth. Inside of you, your imagination and emotions are evil. And you have hell inside of you, right? But you're going to, as you're overcoming that hell, the hell inside of others, they're going to come after you because the darkness hates the light. Even your own family member is going to come after you. You can bank on it. Your own wife, your own husband, you can bank on it. Your own children. And remember, Judas gave him a kiss. He gave Christ a kiss to make sure that the army who was there to capture him and destroy him, they knew exactly who it was. And the friend gave him a kiss and stabbed him in the back. Your wife, your husband, your mother, your sisters, your brothers, your cousin, your auntie, your friends, whomever, they will give you a kiss to sell you over to the devil. It doesn't matter that they knew you. It doesn't matter that you gave them money, you did this for them or that for them. They gave you a kiss and sold you over to the enemy. They have no love. They will recognize the light in you, but they won't understand that light because of jealousy and envy and strife of evil inside of them will hate the light, and they will give you a kiss and sell you over to the devil. Amazing, huh? All those people who once loved Donald Trump, they gave him awards, and he'd stand up for the blacks, and they awarded him for that and for everything, right? Once he became the president, they gave him a kiss and sold him over to the devil and became his enemy. Same thing going to happen to you. It is happening to those who are waking up, the men and women who are waking up. But don't worry. Don't hate them. They know not what they do. They can't see. Bless those who curse you. They're evil. That's what Jesus did. He didn't hold it against Judas. He didn't hold it against those people who were weeping when he had been put up on the cross, Mary and all them. He knew they didn't understand. He knew. You must forgive if you want to be free. And believe me, you can bank on this, right? Remember I told you to bank on this one. Buy gold and silver with this one. When the light comes on in you, the very closest person to you will become your enemy. You can bank on it. You must go and forgive. Inside addition, a man headed back to his Alaskan hometown to come face to face with a bully from his childhood. Watch this from Inside Edition.
Chad Michael Morissette is heading to his hometown, Eagle River, Alaska, where he was bullied so badly as a kid, he left, vowing never to return.
At certain points, threatened, you know, my life, I'll kill you.
Now living in Los Angeles, Chad Michael was stunned when he received a Facebook message from one of his childhood tormentors apologizing for things he said and did in junior high.
I was shocked.
I took the easy route, you know, picking on the kid everybody else was picking on.
He wanted to make things right.
I told him I would apologize face to face if I could, and I meant it. I guess I'm just nervous because apologizing face-to-face is a little harder than sending a message over Facebook.
The big moment has arrived.
First things first, I am sorry. I really, really am.
I believe you. I accept your apology.
Awesome.
I'm sorry goes a long way.
Well, forgiveness does too.
It's a heartwarming occasion. Surprisingly, the two catch up like lost friends.
It's one of those moments in life where it's like, wow, this feels great.
Their former teacher is moved to tears.
To be sitting here and listening to them, it's very powerful.
For Chad Michael, a day that began with nervous anticipation now ends with a toast to a brand new friendship.
And to friendship.
Amazing. Have you ever asked us yourself, why is it so hard to go and forgive, but so easy to go and hate, to be angry? Why is it so easy to go and be angry, but difficult to go and forgive? Amazing, huh? Forgiveness is the way to go, folks, for you if you want to be free, right here on earth. And last but not least, they know not what they do. Once you understand the hell in you, your imagination and emotions, you're going to understand the hell in everyone. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. Christ didn't say, hey, Father, curse them. They know what they're doing to me. You got me up here on this cross. I ain't done nothing wrong. Christ didn't complain about being on the cross. And you shouldn't either. Listen up, Bible thumpers. Stop complaining and stop waiting. Salvation is at hand. It's of the heart. Forgive them. They know not what they do. Watch this from Fox. Squatters are peskier than bed bugs. Watch this from Fox.
If I left my house, say for a month,
And a half.
Mm-hmm. You think you would be entitled to move in there?
Well,
take my stuff.
Well, it's a lot of. I'm not the only one that is squatting. It's a lot of other people on the block. If you want to be technical, you know, and a lot of people encouraged me to do what I'm doing now.
But she wants her place back.
Yeah, but I have put a lot of work in here, and I spent a lot of money. I am on a fixed income.
Is that power hooked up legit there?
My power is...
That's not legit.
It's not legit.
No, you stealing a bit of power.
I am blessed.
What do you do for a living?
I receive Social Security. I don't have
what
no
happened?
Secrets.
The disability?
Yes.
What's your ailment?
I'm not going to say.
That's her right. That's
amazing. See how angry people make all kind of excuses? All kind of excuses. All angry people make up excuses. They see themselves as victims. I don't know if that was a man or a woman, male or female. I couldn't really tell. But a bunch of excuses. That person moved into somebody else's house, stealing somebody else's electricity, and she think, or he think, they feel entitled. Drop the anger, you'll drop victimhood. Anyone who complains with anger and complains about somebody else hurting them, controlling them, you lost. 888-77-5-3-773. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. You can tell the wind and the sea to obey you as well. But you got to return to the Father. When I come back, folks, straight to the calls and your super chats right after this quick break. Back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Person, I don't know if it's a man or woman that was black. Yeah, you're still in someone else's power. That's not legal. Oh, I'm blessed. That's not like the Christian, huh? I'm blessed. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Amazing. So listen, the Hake Report is coming up. At the top of this hour, thehakereport.com. And James Hake is on fire. He ain't got that good hair for nothing. And Joel Friday TV after the Hake Report at 11 a.m. He black. Better known as Swevenport and Arkansas. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. Flying high off energy given to him by God. Isn't that amazing? And then, last but not least, brand new episode of the FatherState.tv. Brand new episode. I had a fun conversation, very interesting conversation with Jamie Kennedy. He is an actor, comedian, and producer. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
Just talking about common sense.
So are you a Christian?
I low-key believe we're in a spiritual warfare. But if you say that, people call you crazy. Do you know Baphomet? Do you know Baal?
Did you ask, do I know where the bathroom at? I saw you in a movie, acting black.
I don't want to see your ass in front of Baby Gap no more, bitch.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Oh, God, here we go. Stop! Clip that. He loves white people. I'm not falling for that.
But listen, I got to put you on the hot seat.
This wasn't hot enough?
Amazing conversation. Tomorrow at 12 noon, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, support the Fallen State. Go to thefallenstate.tv/donate. Or locals.com. Let me go to Florida and talk to Yoki out of Florida. Yoki, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Mr. Peterson.
Morning.
I wanted to talk about earlier, you were referencing a few points. So why is Trump doing all of this, and have we seen someone like this before? Well, he's doing this because he's trying to save America, and he's trying to wake the population in the United States up and letting them know that if this falls, then everything falls globally.
But there is more to him than that. Something stronger and powerful is guiding him.
So when you have faith, which I know a lot of people tend to dispute his Christian principles, but he is a man of faith, and he provides his actions as proof of the man of faith. He's been planting people in certain sectors, like Ben Carson. He's a gentleman that has been doing a lot. He's faith-driven. General Flynn. These are some of his allies that are trustworthy individuals that have not stabbed him in the back, and these are faith-driven people.
Since you've been on Earth, have you ever seen a spiritual man like Donald Trump?
A spiritual man that has courage and strength to speak the truth no matter what. I have not seen someone in that type of setting because we are living in a setting of global information is produced at a quick speed, and we have not seen that. And that's one of the things that I wanted to come back to. You stated the universities and all this chaos. So a 1984 KGB defector, his name is Yuri Bezmenov, stated that America at that moment in time was already going through the process of a great brainwashing.
Oh, yeah, he played that once a while back.
Okay.
We definitely did. But let me just ask this because of time for me. Can you see that Donald Trump understand that his battle is a spiritual battle and that he's not taking it personal? And
yes, he does.
Do you deal with life in the same way?
I do. And again, Ephesians 6:12 tells you this struggle is not in flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, powers of the dark world and spiritual forces. So we are dealing with spiritual forces. And I think he's come to accept that and believe that. And he
Do you have anger?
No, I don't, sir.
You never get angry?
No, sir.
How did you overcome it?
Prayer.
Who?
Prayer is all that can help you. Seek God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Did you go and forgive your mother?
Yes. I spoke with you yesterday, and we went through this.
Oh,
nice. I know that you're tight on time, so I just wanted to make sure people understand that this entire thing of politics and communism, it is a stage process. We are in the final stage where there is no reversing this. America has been destabilized. There is CBP numbers that state how many people are coming in. 3 million came in last year. We have already 3 million in the first quarter. These individuals that are coming in because they're fleeing these communist countries, but it doesn't mean that they're Christian beliefs. So they're
hate us.
In here with, of course, they're coming in
Do
here.
Do you love the
America.
Jews?
I'm sorry?
You love the Jews?
I love everyone, sir.
How about the Jews?
But, I'm sorry?
Do you love the Jews?
Yes, I love everyone, but I...
How about the Jews?
The Jews, J-E-W-S. I love every human being because that's what we're taught to do. We love our enemies.
Do you love the Jews?
J-E-W-S, yes.
I can't spell. Don't be spelling that. I don't know them.
The Jewish people, yes. Coming back to
Palestine. What do you think about the fact that the Palestinians that are protesting, they hate the Jews?
So let me explain. The Charter of the Islamic Resistance of Movement of Palestine tells you exactly what they believe. Their movement is Islam, which reaches the ideology of fundamental person. All they want to do is prosecute anyone that does not respect Islam, and that would be Christians and any other religion, including Jewish religion.
And they hate the Christians and Jews. We're infidels.
They are obliged. Muslims are obliged to do jihad to anyone that does not raise or represent the training of what they believe is from their God sent Allah.
Amazing.
And a lot of people don't understand that. And you have seen proof. You just saw a man set himself on fire, a U.S. airman, back in February 2024. He wanted to free Palestine. It is already, and it's part of the communist issue. They people don't understand.
I got to run.
Thank
you so much. Call me again. Okay.
Yes, sir. Have a great day. God bless you.
You too. I appreciate you. Chris is the first time caller out of South Carolina. Chris. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Chris.
My call. I just want to ask you a quick question.
Yes.
About forgiving your mother. I have been, I'll be honest and say that I've been dealing with anger, not only in myself, but in my family for a long time.
Yep.
But I recently have found you and want to believe everything that you're saying about forgiving and losing your being able to get rid of your anger. And I actually did sit with my mom one day just recently and asked her to forgive me for resenting her and for not protecting me and for turning me away from my father. And, you know, and I said those words to her, although my mom speaks another language, so I had to translate. But
and what did she say in the other language?
She basically said, in return, she basically said, well, I just thought that that was you, you know, that that's your nature, as far as, like, my anger. Like, I told her, like, I'm sorry that I was always angry and frustrated with, you know, you, but I now realize that you had, that I can't resent you for that because you didn't know what you were doing either.
Right.
And she basically said, as far as, like, my anger part, she said that I just thought that that was you and that we just, and that I just needed to learn to live with it. So she, I don't know if she understood, but at the same time.
It doesn't matter if she understood or not. Let her stay in her hell. God will forgive you as you forgive her.
Yes. So as far as the anger part, what I was really hoping was that it would disappear right away, that it would, you know, exit my life. But I wanted to ask you, how long does it take for something like that, that you have lived with for your whole life to disappear after you have done the forgiving?
Don't even worry about that. That's the devil asking that. That's not you. Now that you have forgiven, you're going to no longer identify with the spirit of anger. What happened was when your mother traumatized you as a kid, you identified with it. You overreacted, and you thought that spirit was you. And so you identified with it, and whenever situations would come while growing up, you thought it was happening to you. But it's not you. It has never been you. It's always been the spirit of evil that made a home in your imagination and emotions. But you just thought of you while growing up. So if it should show up now, just watch it. Do not call it you. And I promise you, because they're dark, evil, nasty spirits, if you don't identify with them, they will be taken away from you. Don't worry about it. That's the devil screaming, hello, this is too hard. It takes so long. I'm tired of the pain. And it sounds like you and it feels like you because it's in the body. But it's not in you. You're not your body. So just don't identify and endure to the end. Go all the way to the cross with the pain, and it shall die. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That helps a lot. I'm understanding, which I'm still learning. Like I said, I'm a new listener, and I'm thankful for all the truth that you're speaking, even though, you know, I actually come from a background of being a Bible thumper. I come from a very, you know, I come from, I'm entrenched basically in that whole fundamentalist movement or was. And I found myself seeking for truth and God pulled me out of it. But as I kept searching, I couldn't find the peace that I was looking for. And then until recently, I realized what you were saying was true, that I had a lot of unforgiveness in my heart.
Yes.
And that that was what was creating all these other issues, including the anger of my life and shame. There was a lot of shame that I'm still trying to shed because of what I was taught in the Bible thumper background.
Bible thumper people are evil people, including the preacher. They're Pharisees. They're hypocrites. And they put on a front to try to make themselves feel better on the inside. Let me ask, why? What have you done that you should be feeling ashamed about?
Just being a human being, being imperfect. And that's what I'm saying, is that in that Bible thumper background, that's what you're taught, that you are nothing, that you should be shameful for every evil thought that you have, for every, you know, imperfect action that, you know.
They lied to you. They set you up with fear and trembling, and God doesn't want that. That's what the churches do. They make the people feel fear. Oh, you're a sinner. You're going to go to hell, and you're going to always be a sinner, and you're never going to change until you die and go to heaven. They put fear in you. That fear is not from God. Who described the person that has the shame?
Who described it?
No, I'm asking you. You said you feel ashamed about some of the things you've done. Describe that person to me that is feeling ashamed. What does that? Who is that person?
the person to me who has all that shame is somebody who can't control their emotions, who has a lot of anger, pent-up anger that gets...
I know, but who are you? You said you feel ashamed. Who is the you?
I don't know. That's who I want to find out.
But so why do you say you feel ashamed when you don't know who you are?
I see.
You see what?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
I see how I'm claiming shame when I when that's not who I am, because I don't even know who I am. So I do the silent prayer. I've been practicing the silent prayer since I've learned about it from you. And I still have a lot to learn, obviously, but I don't know who I am.
The worst thing that any human being can do to him or herself is to condemn yourself. There's no self to condemn. What you're doing is giving that false identity life when you condemn yourself. There is no you to condemn. Your sins have been forgotten and wiped away. You're not a sinner. You're not a saint. God has never judged you. You have never done anything wrong. And you're giving power to evil when you condemn yourself, when you're not even guilty of anything. You're giving authority to evil to live in you, to control you, and destroy you. God never condemned you for anything. He never blamed you. He never accused you. He sent his son, and all your sins are wiped away, and it's impossible for you to sin. No such thing. It's always been... So what?
Amen to that.
It's always been evil in your mind and emotions. The good ones and the bad ones are evil. And it lives in the body, but it's not you. And you have identified with it. And that's what must die, are those identities. You're not your body. You're not your thought. You're not a drug addict. You're not a slut. You're not anything. Stop calling yourself that. You're not even a patriot. You're not even an American. You're not a Christian. Drop all titles and just live.
Just live. That's what I want.
Have you forgiven your father?
Yes, after talking with my mom and thinking about how my mom did turn me away, my father was not the greatest dad to me, but he has passed away several years ago. But I have forgiven him. Yes.
Nice. Okay. Well, do the silent prayer. And keep your eyes, be aware, be conscious of all those thoughts. Don't run away from them by turning the TV on or getting something to eat at the time that you're feeling loneliness or fear or doubt or worry. In those moments, you watch those thoughts, false identities that are not you, and the light of God is trying to save you from. That's what God is trying to save you from. Come as you are, in fear and trembling. In loneliness and lostness, come as you are, and I will save you from it. He's trying to save you from hell. So be aware of that, but don't call it you. Don't name it. Don't argue with it. Don't argue with the devil inside of you. Don't argue with the devil inside of other people. I promise you, you're going to have an amazing life. You're going to finally live life that's already laid out for you.
Thank you. I needed to hear that. Thank you.
And never call yourself a sinner again. You're not a sinner. When you went and forgave, the only thing that was keeping you in hell, your unwillingness to forgive your mother and your father. Once you did that, the light, salvation changed your heart, and the light came on. Now you're going to see the not you, and you'll be fine.
Yes. I will say I was very nervous to talk to my mom.
Yeah.
But I overcame that because I knew that this was something that I not only needed to do, but wanted to do.
Right on.
And you're right. I just need to learn to live
live now. I can live now.
And just face the evil inside the imagination. Because most people are afraid to face evil inside of them, but you face it in the same way you face your mother, and you and evil will have to just depart from you, okay?
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
Thank you. Will do.
All right.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. All
right. Bye.
Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Benny Hill bought a coffee. Best talk show on this side of heaven. Jesse, can you say Nicaragua for old time's sake?
Nicaragua.
Amazing.
Amazing. I asked some guys at the gym the other day, they were out talking about different countries. I'm like, have you ever been to Nicaragua? They're like, what? I'm like, Nicaragua. Am I saying it wrong?
Slightly off.
In what way?
It's called Nicaragua.
What do I say?
Nicaragua.
What?
I can't say that.
What? It sounds like we're saying the same thing.
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
Close. Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Thank you.
At this point, just call me Mike, bought a coffee.
Sean said Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. Okay, thank you.
At this point, just call me Mike, bought a coffee. Biblical question response.
Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
Since I woke up this morning and breathing, I'm already being... check box. Now that I can rise and walk, I'm doing something. Check box.
So which one would he rather be?
He doesn't answer.
Oh.
It's a non-responsive response.
I know.
Mike.
It's which one would you rather be? Being something or doing something? It's not both. What the? Thank you, though. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Terry bought a coffee. What is this biblical question, Jesse? In order to be something, you got to do something. What the?
Are they responding to the biblical question?
They're asking about it.
Oh, thank you. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
She.
Thank you.
Yeah. At this point, just call me Mike, bought a coffee. Black, don't crack! !!
That's right.
Don't do crack, kids. Blue heart and salute.
Once you go black, you can't go back. Thank you.
Over on X, Pauline answered the biblical question.
I had an aunt named Pauline. She did.
Maybe she lives had, like, on X.
I think she had like 13, 14, 15 children.
Nice.
And she and her husband always owned land when I was growing up. And it was a ton of kids. They all finished high school, they went to college and everything. Amazing. Thank you.
And she doesn't necessarily answer it necessarily, but she has talks around it.
Okay.
You can't aim to be anything. You already be. And you can do practical things. But doing for the sake of busyness or with the goal of manipulation isn't helpful to you or anyone. Something used to bug me when I was a kid is when adults used to probe me with, what you want to be when you grow up?
But you still didn't respond to the biblical question.
Terrible.
The question is, which are you most interested in, being something or doing something? Thank you.
Jitsu James bought 3 coffees. Hey, Jesse, I've noticed a lot of male callers seeking help and guidance about their lives. Myself included, are the age of 33 years old. What are your thoughts on this? Does this have a subconscious correlation to men accepting or coming to terms with their existence or existential circumstances because of what we understand, what happened in the past to our Lord, our Savior, and this age has some specific critical meaning?
I don't understand all that, but...
A lot of guys are
late than never.
He says a lot of guys are 33 right now. What's that about?
I have no idea. They decided to be 33. Don't read anything into that. What the?
Of course, 33. Illuminati confirmed.
Thank you, though.
Donnie Girl's idea. You are right. There is no climate change. I disavow that. Climate change. But Time magazine just admitted to cloud seeding, injecting chemicals to cause rain. They made these ungodly floods. Time.com is left-leaning, and they are evil.
Amazing. Thank you.
Aries one with the diamond, no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike Young with a coffee. Hey, Jesse, thanks for the video about the mandate of African-American history studies on yesterday's very heated debate, a 2006 replay from you appeared on some lady's show.
Thank you. Show. I appreciate it. Thank you all. We'll finish tomorrow.
Okay.
We're running out of time. I hear the music. Get on the street and narrow, all right? Stay there. Get there by yourself, too. Don't worry about anybody else. Let them stay in their hell. You get there, men and women. You can be free, or you can live in your hell. You decide the prayer, forgive your mothers and your father. Every human being got to forgive mama. Ain't no way around it. Your mother is your enemy. She might not even realize it. Some do, but you forgive her. What do you think about what manner of man is this?
I've thought about that for a bit of time. I agree.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. If peace and love and joy is what you're looking for, he's the one that died on Calvary. He's the one that died for you and me.
I love the First Amendment. Nobody loves it better than me. Nobody.
Amazing! The Great White Hope. What manner of man is this? Take care, folks. The Hate Report is coming up now. Thank you for your super chats and your donations and your support. Joy of Friday after the Hate Report, and after Joy of Friday, the American Anchor, baby. Leo, Ken from Georgia, oh my mom. Rick from Hampton, Virginia. I am out of time. I think tomorrow's Friday already. Open line Friday tomorrow. I'll try to move calls even faster tomorrow. Amazing how time goes by. Thank you all. Get on that street. It's a spiritual battle. It's not physical. And hate nobody. Bless those who curse you. Meaning don't be angry at them. They can't help it. They know not what they do. All right? And they are unhappy because they are in hell and they try to draw you into their hell. Bye, y'all. Amazing. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying,
There
is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you, just because we don't have most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.